birthday. I'm even fudging my butt through the weekend. By the time I get home, there's not an ounce of sanity. Between the dog, my mama's calls, is it against the law for me to get what I need? A good friend and a glass of wine. Someone to say it's gonna be alright. A good friend and a glass of wine. A little pick me up to get me through the night. Some cash and we never cry. The kind of therapy money can't buy. Every now and then, every now and then, every Sunday. A good friend and a glass of wine. For a week, I'd be happy to have a happy hour. When I'm tired and I'm fried, it gets me right back on my feet. Yeah, any kind of red or white, a little tips of time. You tell me smart, you're a secret. A good friend and a glass of wine. Someone to say it's gonna be alright. A good friend and a glass of wine. A little pick me up to get me through the night. Some cash and we never cry. The kind of therapy money can't buy. Every now and then, every now and then, every Sunday. Good friend and a glass of wine.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. We're actually doing a show today, right, Daria? Daria's here with me. I'm Lisa Tarvis. Daria Ann is on the other end of the line. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. Hey, everyone. Well, surviving Mercury retrograde, barely.
Barely.
How are you?
Well, I'm barely surviving as well. We're already having electronic stuff going on with Skype, so that's funny. I'm like, it's the perfect time for this to happen when we're talking about Mercury. Here we go. Do you hear it?
I hear it. Mercury's messing with us again.
Yeah. So I think that's a great subject for today. It was you brought it up, I think, to talk about this, and it's so funny because so many people have been. Every time Mercury goes into retrograde, we go, everybody talks about it. But this time, for some reason, everybody around me, at least, has been really talking about it. And it's been, once you start, I guess making the connection, between what's going on and that Mercury's in retrograde. And they say that even people that aren't big astrology people, don't believe in astrology that much and stuff like that, really do find that Mercury retrograde is an issue for them.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny because, it's like even, a lot of people think, oh, this is crazy, there's nothing to this and whatever. But then they'll all agree that especially their electronics and delays everywhere and things like that start happening around this time. And you know what? I it goes on forever. It's like, what, I think it's 3 weeks. It lasts 4 times a year.
Yep. three or four times a year. And, I mean, the last go-around was February. That was horrible for me. I think I talked about that before.
Yeah.
I mean, I finished a book I was writing, but it was like walking through quicksand.
Mm-hmm.
This go-around is from June 7th to July 2nd, at least according to galadarling.com. But I've seen other places where they said it runs till July 3rd. But, of course, Lisa, even after it ends, there's still, like, some after effects, right,
there,
2 days later?
Yeah, there's after effects and there are pre-effects, you know, before it starts, too, a couple days before some people start noticing stuff. I think, for me, this one's bad because, you know, I'm a Gemini, and my birthday was Tuesday. So I think for some reason around – if Mercury goes into retrograde right around my birthday, like right, you know, it's really bad. I mean, Mercury rules Gemini, and what did I say? It was Virgo, I think, right? Is it Virgo?
Yes. Yeah. Courtney, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, Gemini and Virgo. I just saw it on the page, but yeah. So I mean, we're automatically. Well, Geminis are kind of wacky anyway, and I can say that because I am one. But there are, you know, for some, we're actually are, you know, every sign is ruled by a certain planet, and Gemini is ruled by Mercury. So it's just a real pain in the butt, especially for Geminis. And they say that we feel it more intensely, Geminis and Virgos. And we feel it more and we notice it and complain about it and I think we make it worse for ourselves because we're so aware that everything's off, you know, and I know I'm making it worse for myself for sure.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned Gemini and people who aren't into astrology noticing it. My good friend Renee Gatz, author Renee Gatz, you can find her at reneegatz.com. She's also a Gemini, Lisa, and she actually called into one of your Just Believe shows a couple of weeks ago and had a reading, but she's in the process of looking for a job, and it was about a week ago she was telling me about this whole cluster that happened with this company she was supposed to interview for. It's like they didn't know, one hand didn't know what the other was doing, they didn't know what time, like it was all this confusion around her interview, and I said to her, oh my god, when did this happen? And she told me, to go, Mercury's in retrograde, communication problems,
right?
And so then I told her about it, and she goes, oh my god, I totally believe that.
Yeah, and I think it's really true, and you know, we should go over some of the stuff for people that don't know. I mean, you know, the basics about Mercury being in retrograde is the planets, from what I understand, and if I'm wrong about anything and you know something different, just say so, but from what I understand, the planets all kind of slow down, all the planets do, at some point. And for whatever reason, they do this several times a year. And Mercury, Mercury, I don't know if everybody else can hear that noise or not, but it's funny.
I did. Mercury's like, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, that's right. I'm here. But apparently when this happens with Mercury, because first of all, it's, I guess, so close, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a planet that's close. And it goes like, they say if you're looking at it, like if you were looking at Mercury through telescope, you could actually, it would look like it was going backwards. But it's not actually going backwards. It looks like it's spinning in reverse or something. But from what I understand about it, it's actually just a slowing down of the planets. And you know, and for whatever reason, we're more affected by it because of what Mercury is known to affect. And that's what we're talking about, is the things that it actually, Mercury is known to be tied to, which are things like communication, it's clear thinking. For me, I stutter when I'm doing it right now. When Mercury is in retrograde, like I stutter a little bit anyway, not like a real serious problem, but just something because I think I talk really fast, and so I end up getting caught up in my thoughts and my words, and I trip over them, you know? When Mercury is in retrograde, I stutter a lot more. I can't, my clear thinking is just a little off. my psychic abilities get a little off. I'm not as, it's harder for me to tune in to what I'm trying to get, the information I'm trying to get, and I think that's a concentration thing for me. What else have you heard that it affects?
Well, it also affects truth and travel. According to galadarling.com, that's galadarling.com, and she's saying just what you said, Lisa, you know, why do we have all these effects of Mercury? Well, it's because Mercury rules communication, clear thinking, truth, and travel. So when the planet goes retrograde, and you're right, retrograde just means it looks like it's moving backwards. It's not really. It's just slowing down to the point where it appears to be going backwards.
Right.
And then that's when things get ugly. And in reality, according to this article, it's Mercury's just hanging out by the sun, but from Earth, that makes it look like it's going in reverse. And this typically happens for a couple of weeks, a few times a year. The next go-around this year will be in October. And she's saying, just like you said, you know, we sometimes start to feel the effects of Mercury retrograde a few days early, and then on the flip, you know, at the end, you know, a few days after it ends as well. So she recommends that, you know, it's nice to give yourself a bit of leeway on either side of the prescribed date. And she's saying, you know, what happens when Mercury goes retrograde? Well, all kinds of stuff. It's like everyone you know has suddenly gone mad. You might find yourself getting into arguments, being unable to finish sentences. There you go.
That's me.
You're barely even able to form a coherent thought. Your computer and other electronic equipment is more likely to go in the fritz. Oh, my God, I had to buy a new computer like 10 days ago.
Oh, my gosh.
You could also experience travel delays. So she recommends that you double-check your flights, take a book with you to keep you occupied while you're waiting for the train just in case.
Right.
And there's also an issue with getting all the information we need during retrograde. So she advises, like, not to make huge, big, major life-altering decisions or sign contracts during the period of Mercury retrograde. And she also says, here you go, Lisa, expect to hear super loud complaining from your friends who are Gemini or Virgo. Both are ruled by Mercury.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. This is like, I've been like a bitch machine, I swear to God. I'm like, there is nothing. And even the littlest stuff is just, you know what it is? It's not, you know, I don't usually sweat the small stuff, and I don't think I'm sweating the small stuff anymore necessarily, but fixing it. Like, you know, when you have something happen and then you try to make it better, everything is so complicated. You know, it's like making a phone call. You get a voice, you know, you're getting voicemail all the time. When somebody calls you, you're doing something else and you can't answer the phone, and it's a phone call you've been waiting for. I mean, all these stupid little things, and they start to really add up. And I think, like, for me, because of the fact that I'm a, you know, I mean, and that's a Gemini trait as well, just we're communicators. We just talk about stuff. You know, you don't find too many Geminis who keep it inside and keep their problems inside. I'm very outspoken about things that upset me or that make me angry or whatever. So, you know, I think that added to the fact that Mercury, you know, is controlling communication, that makes us just talk a little bit more about, you know, what's going on and express ourselves even more. And then, like I said, trying to fix it, forget it. It's just impossible. It's, you know, you just can't do things. And the other thing, I just looked at this article that you were talking about. And it says that, and this is so funny because before the show, everyone, Derry and I were working on another problem I'm having with regard to my book that's already published. So, I'm reading this. Mercury also rules a lot of industries like publishing, writing, editing, advertising, sales, public relations, and anything to do with transport like airlines, the post office, and cabs. So I think that's hysterical because, you know, I mean, we were just looking at, like, Derry and I both have a book available. She has Water Signs, and I have Just Believe. And when she goes to do what I want to do with the book, which is basically just offer it either free or discounted for a short period of time, she can just go in, and there's her book, and she can make all these changes. Me, my book's not even showing up. You know, but it's on Amazon. It's just that you can't find it in this category. So I'm just, and I didn't start looking for this until yesterday when I read something and, you know, made me want to make this change. And so I'm like, okay, so this is just typical. I mean, it's just like I can't even make this little change. I should just wait till July 4th or whatever it is when retrograde ends. What is it? It's July 7th to July 2nd. Okay, or June 7th to July 2nd this time. So like the 3rd or the 4th, maybe I'd be able to make it happen. But it's really funny because I'm like, you know, and then writing, I'm in the middle of, well, I'm not in the middle, I'm at the beginning stages of writing my second book, and I have had zero motivation to write. Zero motivation. I keep thinking about it, and I keep thinking about how much I want to do it, but like opening the document, I just sit there and stare at it like, okay, now what? You know,
yep.
It's kind of like it's like my creative juices have just gotten a little laid back. I honestly was good until, I have to say, mine started, I was okay. When Mercury first went into retrograde, I wasn't too bad. The first few days, I was okay. It was about 10 days ago that things started getting really screwed up for me. I started noticing it really big time. I'm like, what is going on? And then, you know, and it's so funny because I don't ever think how often. I never realized until we started, like, talking about doing the show that it happened 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, 3 or 4 times a year. But 3 or 4, it depends. But it's, you know, 3 or 4, that's a lot.
It is. Absolutely. That is a lot. And it was just so funny that you brought that up about that part of the article, because I was just about to bring that up about publishing, writing, editing, advertising. And, you know, for me, I didn't even realize it. Like, when I had to go get the new computer, I got it and whatever. But, you know, starting about, I think it was Sunday, that I just started to feel really tired and, like, low energy. And I'm normally a very high-energy person. And today's actually the first day where I don't feel that way. I mean, I feel like my energy is almost back to normal. But, you know, I felt very lethargic all week, and, like, I was slogging through my work projects. Like, I was getting things done, but it wasn't – it was like everything was like a chore. And I think that's part of this also.
Well, it's funny, too, because my husband is a pilot. I've mentioned this a lot of times, but – he works for Delta Airlines, and he's talking about he's constantly calling me the last couple of weeks. He's been flying a lot, and they're constantly running late. They're constantly having, you know, all kinds of issues going on, weird electronical things. I mean, nothing that's going to crash a plane. The planes everybody worries about this all the time, and I'm like, you know, and they ask me, oh, my God, do you worry about him flying? I'm like, no. And, I mean, I'm a little mad at him right now. So, I have to say, I still don't ever worry about him flying, even when I'm not mad at him. It's so safe. It's just a safe thing to do. And there, you know, 100 things have to go wrong for an airplane to crash. So it's not just one thing. So when I say the, you know, electronical problems, they're not problems that are going to cause any kind. There's no scary reason that you shouldn't fly when Mercury's in retrograde. What you have to do is you have to prepare yourself for it. You know, you have to prepare yourself. Make sure you get there a little early if you're going somewhere, you know. And I think that with everything, even if you're just meeting people for dinner. Because I've noticed, like, traffic being a pain in the butt and all kinds of stuff, you know, just delays everywhere.
Yeah. And that's how it goes. And it's just funny. I'm looking at this article, and she's
reading.
That's the bad news.
I'm looking at it while we're going. Since you brought it up, I'm like, I went and I looked at it, and I'm like, this is a really good article. Now, I looked up a lot of articles on Mercury in retrograde when we started talking about having, you know, doing this show, and there was a lot of really good information out there. But this one is really funny because it does talk about some of the things that what we wanted to talk about today, which was basically, okay, so this is what it affects, but there are things that are good about it too, and there are ways that you can cope. For me, one of the things that I find interesting is that it triggers my brain. You know how they say on when time changes, you know, when you set your clocks back or forward, that you should change your batteries and your smoke detectors. I think when Mercury goes in the retrograde, it makes me think, you know what? Back up your computer. Back up your phone, you know? Back up your iPad, whatever. Put everything on the cloud. You know what I mean? So it's like, to me, it's a trigger to remind me to do that, to make that, because I'm not good at backing up. I forget. I just absolutely forget. So I think if you one of the good things about it can be when you notice that you're starting to have all the, you know, when you hear somebody say Mercury's in retrograde, or if you already pay attention to it, when it goes in, think of it just like you do with the clock changing thing, you know, back up your data, you know, and if you want to change your smoke detectors, batteries, that's a great idea too. But, you know, I mean, at least back up your data, because you think it's horrible when you lose a day's worth of work. Imagine losing 3 months or 6 months worth of work. And I've done it, so I know how horrible it is.
Yeah, exactly. She's also saying, and I think this is good advice too, and I know Morgana Starr in my angel group on Facebook mentioned this as well, that it's just a good time for reflection and slowing down and just to reexamine different areas of life that might need a little work and just kind of, you basically just kind of roll with it, even though, you know, it annoys all of us, especially if we're doers and we like to accomplish a lot of things during the day, that this is a great time where you can have major breakthroughs in a lot of areas of your life if you just kind of roll with it and slow down and just take some time for some introspection. And she also talks about tying up loose ends. If you have any unfinished projects, you know, just to take care of those things. And, you know, it's kind of like what you're saying, Lisa, you know, back up your computer, in another sense, kind of tie up anything else, any other loose ends that you may have in your life. Take some time to maybe meditate longer than you normally would, or just, you know, be a little easier on yourself and slow down a little bit. Maybe smell the roses. Maybe that's the lesson here, too, because we all work so hard or we're always doing a million different things. I think one of the things we could take away from this time is to just sort of slow down and notice what's going on around us and just take some time for that inner reflection.
And they also say that it's a time when it's common for people you haven't heard from in a while to pop back into your life all of a sudden. So, I mean, that can be a negative thing or that can be a positive thing. It depends on what role, I guess, they played in your life before. But like you're saying about wrapping up loose ends, sometimes getting closure from a relationship that ended or even a friendship that just didn't end well or that never, you know, that you kind of just disconnected and you haven't, you know, so if you have the opportunity to reconnect with that person, if nothing else, it can maybe at least give you some of that closure, which is the same kind of thing as wrapping up loose ends. I think that, you know, that's really important for, I know for women like closure. We like everything wrapped in a little bow and filed away and, you know, and it's dealt with and done. And I don't know that men are as much like that. I think some are, but I don't know that they are as much as women. But I think that's important too. For whatever reason, Mercury goes into retrograde and we start reliving the past a little bit. We think back a little bit on things and you know, you may find that people reach out to you or you have the need to reach out to them, and I think that's okay. Go ahead, reach out, let them reach out, and if nothing else, you're going to get closure. I don't think it's a good time to start any, you know, to try. I always say, you know, especially with ex-boyfriends and ex-husbands and ex-girlfriends, ex-anything, if, you know, exes are exes for a reason. That's always been my thing. I'm always like, you don't get back together with someone that the relationship ended. The same problems are going to be there. I mean, it's one thing if you went out with somebody on a couple dates and you lost track or whatever, or you just stopped communicating for whatever reason because somebody got busy. But I'm talking about long-term relationships. I'm talking about things that, you know, you had problems and you tried to work it out and so you ended it. Well, you know, those problems are still going to be there a year later, 2 years later. So, but it still doesn't matter if you didn't have the closure you needed, if you didn't say something you needed to say, this might be a good time to do it.
Absolutely.
I like that. I like that idea. And there's a lot of there are other things that they say is like to protect yourself basically, while Mercury's in retrograde, is to kind of grow a thick skin. You know what I mean? Just don't let the things, like I was just telling you before the show started about a fight I had with my husband this week. And again, I'm very outspoken about stuff, and I don't keep many secrets. But I actually got my feelings hurt by him, and I really don't get my feelings hurt very often. I'm really not I mean, I have pretty good self-confidence. Even when I'm not at my best, I'm still pretty confident. And I don't really let things get to me that much. And I really don't let people hurt my feelings that much. And he really hurt my feelings. And it really bothered me to the point where I cried. And I don't cry. Like, I mean, I don't cry. I'll cry at happy movies and sad movies and, you know, and stuff like that. But I don't, like, cry about my own life. I'm like one of those, hey, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get the hell back on the horse and move on. You know what I mean? I don't get that in, you know, that easily get my feelings hurt. So I think, like, for me, I knew that something was up when I'm like, why am I so sensitive and why am I letting this hurt my feelings so much? So I think an important thing to do is to remember that everyone is communicating poorly right now. It's not just you. It's not just, you know, it's everybody. It's you know, it's even your husband or your boyfriend or whatever. Everybody's communication is a little dampened right now, and possibly even just, you know, not work. They may not be working at all. So if somebody hurt your feelings or became insensitive or whatever, you know what? Just kind of try and shake it off a little bit and remember that it's a universal, literally a universal problem right now, you know, with communication.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether people are aware of it or not, it definitely is. So
yeah, you know, it's just like my thing with, you know, getting my husband hurting my feelings is like, it was stupid. It was silly in a way, but in another way, I mean, yeah, my feelings would have been hurt, but it might not have been hurt to this extent. To the extent that they were, and he might not have done it. He might not have been so inconsiderate had Mercury not been in retrograde. So you know what I mean? So it's kind of like it's all sides of it here. You know, I can blame Mercury being in retrograde on why he behaved the way he did, and I can also blame my reacting the way I did on Mercury in retrograde, and the two together, poof, you got a big problem, you know, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The energies that go around are really heavy, too, I think,
yeah.
Also. Just very, I don't know about you, I feel like, I don't know how to explain it. It feels, the energy just feels heavy everywhere to me. There's like this heaviness around and I guess that goes hand in hand with feeling like you're just slogging through everything.
Yeah, it kind of feels like just getting through the day is kind of like wading through water, or, you know, like trying to get from,
like,
one of the pool to the other. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's kind of like just everything you do seems like it takes a lot more effort.
Yes. It's like wading through the ocean when it's you know, high tide and the waves are choppy and
right.
you're trying to walk sideways or whatever. That's what it's been feeling like to me.
Yeah, so, I think that's actually a really good way of describing the energy right now. You know, and it's okay. So here's something I didn't even tell you this yet, Daria, but I've had since Tuesday night my left eye twitching. And I'm like, all right, so this is really annoying. So basically what's going on is I'll have a few minutes and it'll be fine. And then all of a sudden, it feels like your eyeball's bouncing. I don't know if you've ever had a twitchy eye, but it feels like your eyeball's bouncing because you can't really even see right. And I actually got to the point where I called my doctor today. I'm like, what the hell can I do for this? I'm like, I can't, I don't know what it's coming from, you know, and they're back and forth. They're like putting me on hold and talking to people, and nobody has an answer. But it's like, I'm like, why is my eye twitching? And I guarantee you it has something to do with the energy that's around right now. It has something to do with, you know, the heaviness of the energy and the way I'm reacting to the energy and the way I'm reacting to other people, you know, and my being sensitive to other people. Maybe I've got myself to a state of anxiety higher than I normally do. You know what I mean? I don't know. But I think that's interesting because this is the third day in a row. Third day, waking up with, immediately when I wake up, the eye starts twitching again.
Well, I haven't told you this, I don't think, but my eyes up until today have been bothering me all week. A little bit twitching, but also my eyelids were swollen and puffy for like 3 days this week. And I was flushing my eyes. They're finally better. So yeah, I would attribute it to that also.
Yeah, it's really just weird. I mean, it's weird the things that happen, but it's like, you know, you have to, and you can't blame everything on Mercury being in retrograde. Although I think a lot of things you can, but I don't think you can blame everything. But when you, it's like you think eye twitching or, you know, eye swelling, and you don't think Mercury in retrograde. But when you take it back to some of the things that could be causing you stress, because everything's like buying a new computer. My God, when I have to buy a new computer, I am so flipping stressed out. So I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. You know, the money you have to spend, and am I getting everything that I need? If I would have had to do that this week, I would have lost my mind.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I'm the kind of person I usually make when I have to make a decision. I'm usually pretty fast, and in my case with the computer, and of course, I think I had forgotten that we were in this phase of Mercury. I just said, you know what, I need a new computer. I need this for my living. It's not a luxury. And I just went out and I bought one. Believe it or not, I bought one for like $300.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good price.
And you know what? It's an HP. I had to go back to a PC because, I mean, obviously I couldn't afford to get like the latest version of Mac. As much as I would have loved to.
Yeah, they need to bring their prices down. I was just looking at computers the other day, because I always like to upgrade my computer, like at least my laptop once or twice a year, every year or 2 years. Once or twice a year, yeah, I wish. every 1 to 2 years, and then I just pass it on to my husband, and then his passes on to one of the kids. You know, it just goes through the family, and none of them ever get that old, because I'm always like wanting the latest and greatest of technology. But Macs need to come down in price, for God's sakes. PCs are getting so cheap. You know what I mean? And Macs are still so much money, it's ridiculous. But that's another subject.
Yeah, absolutely. I could go on and on about that. But I have to say, so when we're looking at the good side of things, I mean, I've got to say, this computer's working great. It's a lovely computer. It's an HP. I bought it at Walmart. I am not ashamed to admit that. The Walmart that I'm close to is very nice. The people who shop there are very normal. And I know, because everybody, you know, people love to put down Walmart, but let me just, you know, not that I'm a cheerleader for Walmart, but let me just say, when you're a single person and, you know, just trying to rebuild, that as I've had to do in the last couple of years, saving $2 to $3 on a particular item, it means a lot.
No, I agree.
It means a lot. And when you're talking about a computer, this same computer probably would have cost me double anywhere else. And so for me to have the ability to just run down there, it was during the week last week. Within an hour, I had the computer, I set it up, I was working again. I mean, it was like I didn't even miss a beat. So kudos to Walmart, I'm just going to say, for making things affordable for people. And so I have to say, this is, you know, even though this happened in Mercury retrograde, thank goodness, thank you God, that it's working well, and I'm happy with it. And
The interesting thing is, though, the one you had before broke.
Yeah, well, it was kind of on its last legs anyway, but it finally, and it was during Mercury retrograde.
Yeah,
just said,
so it's like,
done.
It's like, you know, but luckily you were able to go out and you got a new one, and you did get a great price. That is a really good price. I always end up spending so much money when I buy a new laptop, because I just go and I'm like, oh, but that one can do this, and that one, oh, look at that, and it's stuff I'm never going to use. I can't even figure out the last one I got, you know what I mean? And there's just all these other bells and whistles. Like, oh, yeah, I've got to have that, got to have that. Yeah, great idea.
Well, you know, let me tell you a story, too, about how that, you know, when I was there, I was looking at the computers, and this really nice woman was there. She wasn't a Walmart employee. She was a manufacturer's rep for another, I don't know, electronics company, and she was there, I guess, checking inventory, and I said to her, you know, I know you don't work here, but can you answer some questions for me? And she was so sweet and so friendly, and she spent, like, 20 minutes, like, talking to me and asking me what I would need it for, and I don't even remember her name. It's terrible, but I just want to give her a shout out because she was so helpful. And so I felt really good when I left there that day with it. So,
oh, that's good.
You know,
yeah, because sometimes you leave, like, you know, I mean, I've left even places like Best Buy and stuff thinking, was I just, like, completely and totally taken advantage of? Was I, you know, did I just spend way more money than I needed to do? Because you start talking to, you know, some of these people that are really tech savvy, and, you know, and if you're not, like, I used to be really on top of all this stuff, but I cannot keep up with electronics anymore. I cannot keep up with it. I've got an iPhone 5, I've got an iPad, I've got a nice laptop and everything. But I used to be able to take them apart, put them back together, figure out how, what was wrong, replace, upgrade stuff, replace stuff, you know, all of that. Now I can't even figure out what kind of screwdriver it takes to unscrew these things. You know what I mean? It's like these don't even look like normal screws anymore. So everything is just very, very, very complicated, I think, electronically. And so, you know, that's another point to the whole thing is that, you know, you get there and you talk to somebody who starts speaking this language that you just don't comprehend, and they make you think, you know, if it's a hard salesperson, I mean, they can make you think you really need stuff that you don't need.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so this woman really, she didn't have a vested interest in what computer I bought,
right.
You know, but she was gracious enough to take the time, and she was very savvy. I mean, she was looking at the, you know, she was looking at the descriptions of each one and asking me questions and saying, you know, for what you need this one will really work for you. And I just said to her, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. Because I think the Walmart clerk was very nice. He was tied up at the register. And my objective was to get in and out as quickly as possible. So this woman just happened to be standing there in the aisle where I was looking at these computers. And I just initiated a conversation. And she was just really friendly and very knowledgeable. And so I really appreciated that. And,
yeah, that's,
you know,
nice. That's nice. That's nice. I mean, that's somebody has, you're right, absolutely no vested interest. She's not getting commission. She's not, you know, getting paid by Walmart. She just happens to be shopping there.
Yeah, and sometimes people, you know, not to get too dramatic, but, you know, people are, in, you know, you come across people when you need to.
Yeah.
And I really believe that, thankfully, she was there. I probably would have bought it anyway because, you know, again, like I was just in a position where I was desperate to get a computer, but I'm glad that she was there and was able to really guide me, and I made a good choice because there were a couple to choose from that were, like, sort of in all in the same price range, and I just wanted to make sure that I made the best choice possible, and I think I did. And like I said, I, you know, I have a MacBook in my on my secret vision board on Pinterest,
yeah.
And, you know, I still believe I can manifest that,
yeah.
But, you know, for right now, this is, my budget could handle this. A Mac was completely,
yeah,
out of the question.
I know, so. I know. I just can't justify it. My daughter has one. She's like, Mom, you have to get a Mac. I'm like, I bought her a Mac for her. Well, she's in college, and it was kind of like you're going to college, and she made Dean's List in college, you know, and then it was her birthday. So I'm like, okay, here's a present for all of those things, you know.
Yeah.
So I bought her a nice Mac, but I don't, you know, I don't have one. I wouldn't spend that much money on it for me. But I, you know, I mean, I used to be Mac only. I mean, when I, you know, back in the, God, I guess, late 80s, early 90s, we were, you know, my company that I worked for, we were Mac only. You know, I remember when we switched to PC, and that was a big deal. But now it's like everybody's like, you got to get a Mac, you got to get a Mac. Well, I'm like, yeah, okay, well, if you have $1,500, I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they are well made. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they are. But, you know, like I said, it's just, again, sometimes it just comes down to what you can afford at that time.
Yeah,
that time.
Absolutely.
It becomes a very simple decision. So.
Yeah. Well, and you know, there's so much other stuff now. I don't know if you, you know, one of the other things that they say, and I think this is a coping mechanism during stressful times, and I think, like we're saying, Mercury puts you into, Mercury in retrograde makes you, you know, makes everything a little more difficult, makes a lot of things like, you know, you're running late for things and things are running late for you and you're, you know, you're being more sensitive to things and, you know, all these different aspects of the problem. And I think some of the advice that we're giving out today and some of the advice that, you know, we're getting from some of what we've read, and especially this article that we're talking about today, which was Gala Darling. You know, she wrote this awesome article, say, How to Survive Mercury in Retrograde. But one of the things is, you know what, just take a little bit of time and just try and have some fun. You know, it's going to be 3 weeks. It's going to be over in 3 weeks. And, you know, whether you're in certain times, I mean, there are other times where I breeze through. You know, a period of Mercury being in retrograde, and there are other times when it's more, you know, the problems are more intense. So I think that, you know, the bottom line is if you're having a stressful time, and this is any time in your life, really, but especially like right now with Mercury being in retrograde and everything just being more difficult, from the things you're trying to get people to understand, you know, the words you're saying, to, you know, catching a flight or catching a cab or finding a parking space, you know, all of the those things. It just feels like your timing is off all the time. So you know what? Just have some fun. Go and catch up with some friends. You know, go out and have some drinks or have some dinner with some friends. And you know what? This whole thing will be over with, and it'll, you know, it's like a big joke. It's like the universe's way of laughing at us and saying, haha, you know, it's what it feels like. But they also say, you know, it says to start things, and I know you mentioned this earlier, but like start some things you didn't finish, some things you started. I'm a huge, I start things all the time and I never finish them. That's a big problem for me. And this is a great time to, you know, to finish some projects and things like that. And you had touched on that earlier. I mean, again, it falls under the whole loose ends thing. But you know, don't expect too much of yourself. Always just give yourself some extra time. You know, and then there's this link on this page that takes you to 10 magical ways to make the most out of Mercury retrograde. Did you go there, Daria?
Yes, I did, actually. I'm so glad you brought that up, Lisa.
it's actually kind of cute. I mean, there's some things that are really intense, and like the first one is renew your vows. I guarantee you right now I'm not renewing my vows with my husband because I'm angry with him. So that's not going to work for me. But it says you love birds. If you're already in a committed relationship, marriage, or partnership, this is the perfect time to renew your promises to one another. You could have an elaborate ceremony, or you could keep it simple, go to a restaurant where you had your first date, look at old photos, talk about how far you've come since you met. That's really a great way to get through Mercury being in retrograde. And I like that they call it, you know, magical ways, because renewing your vows, I mean, renewing your commitment to somebody is a really beautiful thing to do anytime, you know. But like I said, I wouldn't need the big ceremony and all that kind of thing. But it would be, you know, but going out to the restaurant where you had your first date, that's a pretty cool thing, you know, to do. And just to remember what it was like when you first met. My husband, I'm trying to forget I know him now. So, you know, that's not going to work for me.
Right.
He's in big trouble. So then, this one. Oh, my gosh, the next one. Do you see number two? Clean out your closet.
Yes. I'm good at that. I'm actually very good at that second one.
Are you?
My closet is like lean and mean right now.
You should come to my house. I have this big walk-in closet that I love. I love. And when we bought, I remember when we were building our house, I'm thinking, I have my own walk-in closet. My husband has his own walk-in closet. They're huge. You know, we used to be sharing like two little closets, and I've got these two huge closets, and, you know, we don't go in each other's closets. It's like, you know, our own thing. I cannot tell you how much, no matter how big your closet is, you get enough crap to fill it.
Oh, exactly. It's kind of like there's an old expression that says expenditure rises to meet income. You know, like the more money you make, the more you'll spend.
Yeah.
It's that same principle with the closet. The more space you have, the bigger the house, the more stuff you'll accumulate. That seems to be a universal truth.
It's unbelievable. And then you find yourself, you know, well, you never know. Like my kids are like, I talk about cleaning out my closet, and my kids are like, well, Mom, first thing you could do is go and throw anything out with shoulder pads. And I'm like, what's wrong with shoulder pads? She goes, this is my daughter, Kristen. She's the big one on this. She's like, just get rid of anything. And I'm like, Kristen, you don't know that these aren't going to come back. This isn't going to come back in style someday. She's like, trust me, Mom, shoulder pads are never going to be back in style.
So should I call you Crystal Carrington or?
Yeah, I know. Well, what's funny is I don't have any, like, I got rid of all, like, a few years ago, anything, or I ripped out the shoulder pads and any old sweaters that I had that I still liked and that were still in good shape. But, like, I have expensive suits, you know, that I, like, dressy suits, business suits that I had bought, and they all have shoulder pads built into them. I'm like, I don't know if that's okay or not okay. Are you allowed to have shoulder pads built into a suit? I don't know.
Oh, that's too funny.
So, yeah, and my daughter will just go, she'll go, well, she's like, well, Mom, I can tell you this, and she's pointing at my, it's never coming back in style. And she'll tell me, in fact, I don't think it was ever in style to begin with. And I'm like, yeah, it was, okay. But my closet is a big old mess right now. I mean, I have so many purses and wallets and shoes and clothes from, you know, the stuff that, I pray to God I'll fit in again someday, but I just don't see it happening anytime soon, you know? So it's really, just to have all the, I have my fat clothes for when I'm, you know, all bloated and gross and don't feel like having my anything tight on, and then I have my clothes that, you know, if I tried to put them on right now, I'd cry. You know, so it's like, do I really need all these sizes, you know, and stuff like that. Anyway, I think that one is a great one, you know, and I think that I thought that was really good. I'm like, that's something I should tackle. And if I ever get over my electrical or my electronical problems this week, next week now, I may actually tackle that one. I like that one.
Awesome. Now, I got to tell you, number three I have no interest in doing because I finally just put all that kind of old loves and I've been through in the last couple of years a process of moving away from friendships that were no longer serving me, and you know it, and in the past it took me a long time to get over people, and like I'm beyond all of that. So number three, look up an old love or your ex-best friend. Not really something I want to participate in.
Yeah, and I think that's a good one too. Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, it's great if we were talking about earlier, if you need closure, fine, reach out, get that closure if that's what you need. But if you're happy with, you know, the way things are, if you're able to just, you know, it's the stuff that you relive over and over again that you know that you don't have closure. If you're reliving it over and over again and imagining, well, if I'd done said this or if I'd only said that, you know, and you're, you know, if that's going on, then maybe you do need to, you know, sometimes it helps for me. I'll write a letter that I never send, you know, because then I've expressed it, I've gotten it out. I don't care if the other person knows or not, you know, and that kind of comes on to number four, which is a big one for me, which is forgive and forget. You know, I'm a big believer in forgiveness. And I think that it's one of those things where, you know what, when something happens and somebody hurts you and all of that, you get your feelings hurt, Scott. Anyway, you know, somebody hurts your feelings, whatever. You can lick your wounds. You can be upset. You can take some time to get over it. But the bottom line is you got to get over it. You got to let it go. And if it's just like with the loose ends thing and like with the exes, like you were just saying, we, you know, you don't feel the need to deal with anything from that. That's because you've rationalized it, you've forgiven, and you've forgotten, you know, forgiving and forgetting, I don't think we really truly ever forget. I mean, obviously it stays with you when somebody's hurt you or whatever, but I think that forgiving, you know, people have to realize is an actual selfish act. You're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for the other person. So, you know, it's just, this is a great line. I just read this line in there. It says, holding a grudge is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die.
Yep.
You know, it's time to move on. And if you can't forget, do your best to forgive. And again, forgiving is really, honestly, if I don't leave this world with at least teaching a couple people, you know, the concept of forgiving, it's honestly just about letting it go and letting yourself move on from it. The only person that gets hurt when you are holding on to anger towards someone is you. They don't feel your anger, and they don't care if they did, if they could feel it. They're at a different place. You have to forgive for yourself so that you can let go of the anger and live a lot happier.
Right.
And longer.
It's important, and that's so true, but it's important for people to understand. It doesn't mean you're saying what you did to me is okay. It
exactly.
means, you know what, I'm no longer willing to carry around this hurt over what you did to me.
Right.
You know, I'm like you said, I'm letting it go.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean, a lot of people have the misperception that it means, like, you've got to go back to being somebody's best friend. Like, let's just say it's your best friend that
right.
betrayed you.
Right.
No, it just means, when you forgive someone, doesn't mean you have to keep them in your life.
Yep.
At all.
And that's exactly what I said in the chapter in my book that I wrote on forgiveness was, you know, was exactly that, is that, you know, you can choose, like some people, you're stuck with, it's your family, and it's really hard to disconnect yourself completely from family, but you can certainly limit yourself, and you can certainly, we have complete control over what we allow other people to make us feel. Nobody can make us feel bad about ourselves. If we're feeling bad about ourselves when we're around somebody, it's because we're allowing that feeling to be there. We're allowing that to happen. And, you know, you're allowing someone to hurt your feelings. You're allowing, you know, you're giving permission to them to do it. And we do it. It's not like we're, okay, I'm going to give this person permission to hurt me. It's, you know, it just happens. But if we really, really worked at it and we just said, okay, they're just not thinking. They're just, sometimes we just say things and we don't know that they're not right, you know, that we don't understand, or, you know, so much with technology now, with texting, oh my gosh, when people can't hear the way you're saying something, the words you write in a text message or in an email can be completely taken out of context, and I've seen that happen so many times. Where even with friends or you know, my husband and I, we're constantly texting because he's gone a lot, and he'll be like, well, what do you mean by that? And I'll be like, what are you talking about? I just said, you know what I mean? And it's like because of the fact that you read the words and they don't hear your voice behind it. They don't hear your either, you know, light tone, you know, or your happy tone, or you know what I mean? And they don't understand it.
Yeah, you don't have voice inflection.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And I see it, you know, and I see that even on with email and Facebook too. You know, people get so easily offended when the person makes an innocent comment.
Yeah.
That's, you know, intended to be funny, or they're joking around. If they don't put like the sarcasm tag, or if they don't make it very clear, like, hey, this was a joke. People can fly off the handle. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, you know, and this is a kind of, you know, one of those things where, you know, you get to the point where, like, with texting, I've gone back and forth with texting. I'm not a huge, huge, huge fan, but I sometimes, there are a lot of people I'd rather text with than actually get on the phone with. You know, there are those endless phone calls that, you know, there are certain people that you just know, oh my gosh, if I answer this phone, it's 2 hours of my life gone. And it's like two seconds to text them, you know? So it's like, I go back and forth with texting. There are sometimes I think it's awesome, and other times where, you know, it's a great thing to get, it's not a time to have an argument. It's not a time to have a deep discussion. Texting is for relaying information quickly.
Yeah.
You know, that unimportant information, really, I think, unimportant information, because there's also those things called typos. And if you put, you know, that you want to meet somebody at, you know, 1222 Main Street, and you accidentally meant to put, didn't mean to type the one, and it was actually 222 Main Street, well, you guys, what? You just kind of sent the person in the wrong place. You know, and it's, you know, so there's also the typo thing. But, you know, I just think that texting is for... you don't have deep conversations, and you certainly don't have arguments over text or try and work problems out through text messaging. I think that's a mistake.
I totally agree with that.
So what's next on the magical list?
Take a fabulous holiday. Well, let me just say here for me, and just because I'm blessed to live very close to the beach in Florida, traveling right now, not in the budget, but for me, what I try to do every night, you know, when it's not raining, it is summertime, is take a walk and just walk by the beach, you know, along the sidewalk. I don't necessarily go on the beach. I mean, I could, but I love to just take a walk along A1A and just see the ocean and see what's going on and walk to a store, because now I'm living in a location where I'm actually able to walk to things. So if I need, not so much to the supermarket, I mean, I have to drive to go to those places, but if I just need to get like a quick bite to eat, or need to run into 7-Eleven for something real fast, I can walk to it. So I'm really, like, I'm so happy to be in that kind of a situation now, because I always wanted that. So for me, like, taking a fabulous holiday right now, and she even says, you know, you don't necessarily have to go to a tropical island. You could simply have a staycation at home.
Right.
So for me, it's like a little mini vacation, if you will, even though I'm working, but to take a couple of hours, you know, 6 o'clock every night and just go for a walk and look at the ocean and just sort of rejuvenate.
Yeah, because it's basically, you're talking about downtime. You're not talking, you know, it doesn't have to be a week. It doesn't have to be 2 weeks. A vacation, you know, a two-week vacation or a week-long vacation, that's friggin' awesome. But I can't, I mean, you know, you just can't make it happen. But you can take that, you know, for me sometimes it's just getting in the bathtub. You know what I mean? With some bubbles and some, you know, and a glass of wine and some music and, you know, just taking that and locking the door and, you know, threatening the teenagers if they even knock on the door, I'm going to, you know, well, do mean things to them, like take their cell phone plans away. Take your cell phone. No more cell phone for you if you even disturb me during this time. But I mean, my kids are really respectful, and they definitely do that. You know, sometimes it's me. I say this all the time to, you know, people. I'm like, if anybody ever looked in my window at nighttime, I swear to God, there are nights when I'm like, I decide, all right, this is a night, and usually it's when my husband's not home, when he's on a trip, because it's, you know, he's just like another teenager to deal with in a way, you know, I mean, he's like, you know, and I think a lot of women feel this way about their husbands. It's just one more person that we're taking care of, you know, one more person that's needy, that needs something from us. So for me, when my kids are all doing their own thing or they're already all up in bed or whatever, I will sit, I have a lazy boy rocker recliner thing. I will sit and I swear to God, put headphones on and sit in that rocking chair, rock like a mental patient, singing at the top of my lungs to whatever I'm listening to, and I get more enjoyment out of that and more relaxation out of that. And I'm dancing in the chair and I'm throwing my arms around. I'm like, if anybody ever walked past my house, luckily I'm back up to woods, so if they do, it's a little creepy. But if anybody ever walked past the back of my house and saw me in my family room, they'd be like, oh my God, what's wrong with her? Because it's seriously, it's got to look insane. It has to. It has to look insane. But it's so, for me, that's my way of relaxing. You know, that's one of the things I do to just unwind. And everybody has, that to me is a holiday. That's a vacation. You know, to just be able to sit there. You know how rare it is for me to get my 20-year-old, my 19-year-old, and my almost 16-year-old to not bug me for a little while? You know, I mean, or not, you know, but I mean, I'm in the middle of the house, the family room's attached to the kitchen, they're, you know, teenagers are always in the kitchen, they're always looking for food, you know, so it's like, for me to not have anybody bugging me for just that little bit of time, I mean, that's a beautiful hour to spend in my, and sometimes I have to do it. Everybody, you know, I talk all the time about, the other thing I talk about all the time about is my hours. I'm like, everybody calls me a vampire. But I'll stay up till 4 a.m. because I get that, that's when I get that peace that everybody else is asleep. My phone's not ringing. Facebook's not lighting up. Twitter's not lighting up. You know, I've got, nobody's ringing the doorbell. You know, it's like that time when everybody's in bed and I get to have that special time just for me. So just to be able to do that every once in a while, whether Mercury's in retrograde or not, it's a great thing.
Amen.
And I don't live near a beach. If I did, I'd probably live on the beach. I'd probably like literally, actually, I don't like the sand, but I do love the ocean. I love the ocean. I love looking the sound of the ocean. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Can you hear it from where you are?
No, a little, I'm like about 4 or 5 blocks, like kind of long blocks, so I can't really hear it. But like, it's just a matter of walking. I'm close enough where I can hear the sound if I just walk a couple of blocks.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. I wish I was, you know, I wish I could, but yeah, I'm not going to complain because then I have like 4 blocks the other way going west, the intracoastal, which in this part of Florida is really wide, and it's called the Indian River up here, and Riverside Drive has it's all sidewalked and you can walk like all along the river. It's really neat. So I'm surrounded by water. I really like that. I'm a Pisces too, so that makes me happy.
that would make you happy being a Pisces. That's really cool. One of the other things too is to just to take care of yourself. You know, I think it's, and this is big with water. You got to drink a lot of water. If you're not drinking, you know, and I hear controversy about this all the time. I have people say, oh, no, you shouldn't drink that much water. It's bad for you. You know what's bad for you? Drinking, you know, 2 gallons of water in an hour. Yes, that might even kill you. You know what I mean? It's bad for you. Drinking a gallon of water a day, drinking, you know, I mean, I probably drink, I would say 6 to 8 16-ounce bottles of water a day. And I, one of the things that I think is the most important to remember when it comes to water drinking, and first of all, water is cleansing. It's good for you. You want to obviously drink good water. You don't want to drink crappy water. You don't want to drink, you want to drink water that's not chemically treated and all that kind of things as much as possible. But one of the things that I think is so important about drinking water is that, you know, it can help you lose weight. It detoxes your body, all of that kind of stuff. You put some lemon in that, and put some lemon in your water. Lemon does amazing things for your body. It's so such a heavy duty detoxer, and it's great for weight loss, things like that. But you can, you know, carry around, you know, a big thing of water and drink it. Just keep it with you all the time. Everywhere you go, carry water around, and you'll feel really, really good. If you get to the point where you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated. And that's what I think is so crazy, is to think about the fact that by the time you feel thirsty, and so this is why I think we all get dehydrated so easily, because we don't really think, oh, first of all, anything with caffeine in it is going to dehydrate you. It's not hydrating you. It's dehydrating you. So, there's that. And a lot of things have caffeine. I mean, let's think about that. There's a lot of things, drinks with caffeine. So that's why I stick with regular water, just pure water. So I don't have to worry about, you know, what else is going into my body. But, except, like I said, lemon. I like taking a fresh lemon and cutting it up and, you know, having on a good day, I have an entire lemon a day. You know, we're a lemon juice a day, and a squeezed full lemon worth of juice a day. So I think that's a good day for me. But the bottom line is, we're not thinking, oh, I'm thirsty. If you're thinking you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. So what you want to do is keep yourself hydrated all day long, so you never feel thirsty. And that's really important. The only thing I have to add to that, and especially as you get older, ladies, I just turned 48, so I will tell you that peeing every 12 minutes when you're in the middle of the night is not cool. So I sometimes, and I like to drink water at night, so I'm having to really find myself by like 10 o'clock, because I go to bed late, by 10 o'clock really cutting down on the water. Otherwise, I'm up peeing all night. So, and that's frustrating. And I don't remember being that way when I was younger. But now I do definitely have to go to the bathroom a lot more. But, and also sleep. Sleep is so important, too. And that's the other thing. If you're peeing all night, you can't really get a restful sleep. You need to be getting 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, obviously, is great. If you can get 4 straight hours in a row, I always think 4 to 5 straight hours in a row where you don't wake up, nothing wakes you up, you're getting a great night's sleep.
Yeah, I gotta say, number six. I have to credit my dad, who is a doctor, who really got me on the water drinking at a young age. And he would always, and he wasn't like a nag about it either. He would just always say, I was always fascinated by what he did. You know, he'd come home from work, and I loved the idea of healing people. I never wanted to be a surgeon like he was, because I just totally grossed out by the sight of blood and icky stuff. But I remember I was always asking him questions when I was a little kid. But anyway, one of his favorite things was drink more water. It flushes your kidneys. And mm-hmm. and again, it wasn't that he was a nag about it. It's just that it was encouraged, and we always had it at dinner. And so, you know, I've been, for years, I've been drinking lots of water. And, I mean, in fact, if I don't drink my usual amount in a day, I can tell that I've done something wrong. Like, my body feels it. So I'm into the water drinking thing. And I will say, probably about 10 or 15 years ago, I completely banned soda, which, you know, for me, I know Coke is bad for you, but I mean, if I'm going to drink a soda, if I'm going to break my rule and drink a soda, it's going to be regular. I freaking hate diet soda.
Oh my God, it's so bad for you. If you ever read, if you check out any of the stuff I ever put out on Metaphysical Healing, on the Facebook page, Metaphysical Healing by Lisa Tarvis, that page alone, I have put some disgusting articles about diet soda. It is really bad for you. Really bad for you.
And it's gross. I mean, if that's not bad enough, if that's not reason enough to stop drinking it, I don't understand why people even drink it. To me, it tastes disgusting.
Because it's zero calories, and they don't want to drink water. They want to drink something with flavor, and it just, I mean, I think that's why people do it. Get a flavor pack. I don't know if Crystal Light has, I don't know. You got to get something, if you're going to have fake sugar. My thing is go the stevia way. I think stevia is the healthiest of all the fake sugars out there. You know, anything that's got stevia in it is good, but you know, or better for you than, oh my gosh, some of that stuff is just gross, really
it
bad.
It's disgusting. So yeah, so definitely, but the water thing is so important. I like you. I love lemon. I absolutely love lemon in pretty much everything, but especially in water. And as far as the sleeping, I totally can relate to that. I've always been a really deep sleeper. And when I don't get, it's not even like I need to have 8 hours. I could do 6-7 hours. But as long as I get that quality of sleep that I'm used to, I'm great. And one thing I've learned, because I'm reading this article and she's saying, you know, turn off the television, you know, make it, you know, in an effort to relax before you go to bed. And I'm trying to make a concerted effort to shut the damn computer off at least an hour before I want to go to bed.
Right.
Because the light is very stimulating.
Well, yeah, they actually have some studies out about that, and I don't remember exactly what it says, but it's something about the white light that comes from, and that's the whole thing. Like for me, I read every night before I go to bed, and I use my iPad. So when I'm using my iPad, I turn the light down so far that you can barely see it. I have it so dark that, you know, it's just like, just so I can see it without straining. And yeah, because there's something they did the study. My husband actually showed it to me because he was saying that he thinks that's why I sleep so poorly is because I'm always on the computer or like watching, I'll watch a movie before I go to bed. You know, while I'm in bed, I'll watch, we don't have a TV in our, well, we have a TV in our sitting area of our room, but not in our room where we can see it from the bed. So I'll use Netflix on my computer or something to watch, you know, to watch a movie that I'm watching. And he printed off some article about how horrible it is for you to have those electronics on right before you go to sleep.
Yeah, I hear you. I know from my own experience, it's really true.
Yeah, I think it's just the stimulation, I guess. I mean, I guess it would be the stimulation that does that. I don't know. You know, it's just like a, I don't know, must be like a stimulant. But, so what was that? What other magical things are on the list?
Well, number 7 is rejuvenate your living space. So I have to say for myself right now, my new place I'm living in, I'm really, really happy with it. It's so funny. I mean, I'm renting from this lovely couple, and it's kind of like connected. I have like this little studio apartment connected to their house, but I probably would have decorated it the same exact way if it had been mine. I mean, I walked in and I felt like home immediately when I saw it. So I think
that's cool.
Yeah, so I think number 7 I've got under control, but I do agree, you know, if your house isn't looking its best, she's saying, you know, now's the time to start dreaming about it. It should be a reflection of your most fabulous self and a place that you can't wait to return to at the end of the day or, you know, after you've been out for a while. So while she recommends not making big purchases during Mercury retrograde, it's a great time to do some research, and she recommends Pinterest, which I love. I mean, I love that site.
Yeah.
If you're looking for stuff, to scope out pictures. It's kind of like, you know, in a way, just sort of doing the whole vision board thing and just imagine, you know, visualizing and imagining. And it's fun to do that, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. Like, for me, I mean, you know, there's so much around my house, and I've been in that kind of mode where I'm trying to decide what I want to do with, you know, with certain things I want to change in my house. I want to put a storm door on the front window, or up the front window, yeah, because that would be smart, on the front door. And there are, you know, little things like I want to replace some carpet, and it's all these expensive things, you know. So right now I'm like, all right, I'm not going to be spending a ton of money on everything, especially carpeting, when I still have, you know, my kids still all live at home. And but I was a moron and bought white carpet. I had white carpet and put throughout the entire house when we built our house. And my mom, who was alive then, obviously, told me, she's like, "Oh, Lisa, I know why you're doing it. There's nothing prettier than a new house with white carpet." She goes, "But you're gonna hate it. You're gonna hate it." Oh my God, do I hate it? She was so right. It gets so dirty. It's horrible. And there's nothing that looks worse than dirty carpet. Nothing looks better than white carpet, but there's nothing that looks worse than dirty white carpet. So I'm like on this kick where I want to start, you know, recarpeting and things like that. But that's expensive. I mean, that's a really expensive project to take on. So now I'm doing like just little things, like, you know, just trying to move things around. You know, just sometimes it's amazing what you can do when you just rearrange the furniture in a room. You know, I mean, that can make a huge difference. I did that with my office. I rearranged my office and I love it. It's just so different. And, it, you know, so the little things like that can make a big difference.
Absolutely. Yeah, not everything has to be a huge major project. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I thought that was an interesting one, and like you said on Pinterest, there's so many great interior decorating ideas, you know, and you can do things so easily. And you know what? I don't know what you have in Florida down there, but since you're from up here, I know you'll recognize all these store names. But places like Ross and Marshall's and, you know, all those stores that those discount stores where it's very hit or miss. You can go in there. I go right back to like where all the home stuff is, you know, like all the knickknacks and everything. You can find some amazing stuff cheap there, you know. And you can buy one lamp and it changes the whole dynamic of your room. You know what I mean? Like their little purchases can make such a difference and really make you feel good. You know, so it doesn't always have to be expensive or free. It can be something in between.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love those stores. I love Home Goods too.
Yeah, Home Goods. That's what my mother-in-law got me, a gift certificate for Home Goods for my birthday. And so I'm like, oh yeah, all right. Yeah, I get to go to Home Goods. I love Home Goods, but I'm always afraid to go because it always costs me too much money when I go. But it's, again, it's a hit or miss. You can find some great deals sometimes, you know?
We have those stores here, and I still love, like, TJ Maxx and Marshall's.
Yes, TJ Maxx is another one. I forgot about TJ Maxx. Yeah, I don't know. I always forget whether or not, I mean, I know you'll know the names because you're originally from up here, but I never know if they have the same, you know, places in Florida that they do up here.
Yeah, they have all of those, and we actually have a store, a store called Bell's and then Bell's Outlet, which is like a discount version of Bell's, and they have really nice things too. They're definitely just a Florida store, but they're along the same lines as like a Marshall's and a TJ Maxx. So, but yeah, I totally agree. Like you buy a little knickknack, or for me sometimes it's just a matter of buying a pretty candle, scented candle.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
So like little things can make a big difference. Now number eight, Lisa, this is so funny because I just updated my blog last week or 10 days ago, and again, not realizing that we weren't actually in Mercury retrograde, but number eight is work on your CV, your personal mission statement.
Right.
And she was talking about, one of the things she mentions is your blog bio page, and it's so funny, I just did a total overhaul of my blog last week.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Oh, by the way, it looks great. I did see it. You sent it out, and of course, well, I was away for a few days at the beach, but I actually, when I saw it, I actually looked at it, it was on my iPad, and it wasn't loading exactly right on my iPad, so I was like, I couldn't wait to, like, get home and look at it, and I finally did that, I think, on Wednesday, I think I finally looked at it. It looks really good.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted, there was too much clutter, speaking of clearing out the clutter.
Yeah.
I just wanted it to be clean and simple. I do have to get a new banner. I mean, that's not going to stay there because it cuts off my name. But I just figured for now, until I get a new picture or figure out what I want to do with that, it's fine. And I just find that, like, the simpler, the better. People like that. And something that's a little easier on the eyes than looking at all this stuff. And it's just too much. It's like an assault on your senses.
I did that probably, I don't know, 3 months ago, 4 months ago. Could have been 6 months ago by now. I don't know. Time just flies so fast, I can never tell. But I redid mine just to make it simpler. Like you said, I felt like it was too cluttered. But before, I guess it was late last week, I added a page to my website about people telling me their stories, because the new book I'm writing is going to be a bunch of short stories that are going to be true stories, but I'm going to fictionalize them with different characters and things like that, just to, because I want to do a little crossing over into some paranormal fiction writing. But anyway, so I'm asking people to send me their paranormal stories, meaning if you've ever had an encounter with a ghost or you know, someone who died recently or a strange event happened around someone's death, or a visit from an angel, or, you know, whatever, any kind of paranormal thing at all. So I'm asking people to send me their stories so I can, you know, look at them, and I'm going to decide on a bunch of them to put in this book. So I added that page, and I very rarely make changes to my website. So it was kind of funny when I read that one, that number 8, because I'm like, it's like Mercury retrograde favors rewriting, revising, and editing any documents. And it was like, it's not something that I would normally have just done. And all of a sudden I'm like, you know what, I should put that on my website that I'm looking for this, instead of, I'm just tweeting it and stuff. Instead of just tweeting it, why don't I like put it on Facebook or put it on my website. So I did that. So yeah, it's being triggered. Like the ideas are coming up to do that. So, but you definitely made way bigger changes than I did.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? I will be submitting some stories to you, Lisa.
Yes, I know. I know. I've been going to start bugging you about that, because I know you have, we talked about a few of yours, and I have some clients, and you know, the problem is I have so many clients and I forget who tells me what. I'm like, there have been all these stories over the years, and I'm like, oh crap. So anybody who's followed me, who's been a client of mine, who's told me one of their amazing stories, please send it to me, because I don't remember. And everybody can be anonymous. I mean, you know, I'll credit people in the book if they want to be credited. If they don't want to be credited, if they want to stay anonymous, you know, keeping people anonymous, whatever they want to do, you know, is fine. But there are just so many beautiful, real stories that have happened. It's just, I just can't wait to pick a bunch and write the stories.
What a great project. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I am too. I'm really excited about it too. So, all right. So, read old journals. Now, I'm a big journaler, but I do go through stages with it. But have you ever gone back and read your old journals?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. This sort of ties in with one of the stories I'm going to send you. But many years ago, I suffered with panic and anxiety disorder, which comes along with like a side order of depression. I had a little bit of that as well.
Sure, yeah.
And once I got beyond all that, which is where the paranormal stuff comes in, but we'll talk about that later. But, you know, once I was fully beyond it, I remember going back and reading my journals from that time. And, oh, my goodness, just to really get hit with how far you've come.
Yeah.
I think it was shocking to me how low I was.
Yeah.
But then I flipped it around and I was like, okay, well, you know, look how far I've come. And reading old journals was really how I wrote my book Water Signs, A Story of Love and Renewal, because it's loosely autobiographical. So I can definitely relate to number 9 for sure. I don't know if all that occurred during a Mercury retrograde,
right.
But I do know that it was very helpful to me to do that. And occasionally I will go back and look. I think it's important. I think we get so caught up in living our lives and accomplishing our goals and going after our dreams that we rarely take time to notice when we do achieve something and really sort of bask in that celebration. So I believe this is a really good thing for all of us to do from time to time, whether or not it's Mercury retrograde. You know, when you're, especially if you're feeling down or low about yourself for whatever reason, to go back and read and think, oh my goodness, look at what I've overcome, look at what I've been through, and it really makes you feel you know, it makes you feel good.
Yeah, it really does. And you know, sometimes it's just, and this story that I'm about to mention is kind of crazy because it actually, you know, one of the things that I found after my mom passed away was that we have a tendency to forget all the bad things about a person or the negative things about a person who's passed, and only we put them on this pedestal because they're gone and forget that, you know what, they had faults. And after a year or so that my mom had been gone, I went back and I read some of the journals that, you know, entries that I had made when she was visiting about how much she made me nuts. And for me, it was actually a little... It was a little healing because it made me laugh, and you know, for that split second you feel guilty. Oh crap! I can't believe I said that about her, and then she died, you know, a few months later. But the bottom line is, it made me put in perspective. You know what? She wasn't perfect. Why am I thinking that she's some, you know, she was like this perfect person? She used to drive me flipping bananas when she would come to visit. You know, she would just like. And I, you know, it was funny because it would be a holiday and I'd come upstairs and I'd lock my door into my bedroom and I'd write in my journal about how much, you know, she was driving me crazy. And then I'd close the journal, go back downstairs. So it was like, I'd look up all these holidays when she was around and it actually made me laugh. And there was a little bit of healing that took place there because it kind of just made me feel like, so what, we had fights, you know, there were things about her that weren't perfect. Doesn't mean I didn't love her, you know, it just means that she wasn't perfect. So I find a lot in reading old journals. I find, again, like you said, how far you've come, how much you've been through and survived, you know, things that you would have never thought you'd go through or that you never thought you'd go through when you did, you know, there's just something very, very, I think very healing in that, you know, I really do.
And empowering too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very empowering. I think it's really, it's a really cool thing. And it was really like, you know, for me, it was really, with my mom, there was definitely a cathartic part of it. What the heck was that?
I know. I was thinking. I sounded like I could hear an echo in my voice, and I was like, "Okay, Mercury, letting us know he's here again."
I know, right?
Hi,
jeez, craziness. Anyway, so
number 10.
yeah, it leads us to number 10, which is get a bit nostalgic.
Well, this is funny for me because when she's talking about old music, old albums, I mean, I do this every day because I have this great classic rock workout playlist on Groove Shark. And when I do my Leslie Sansone videos, I always, like, I turn down the volume on the DVD and I crank up Groove Shark. And it's like all of the songs are like old, like 70s and 80s classic rock songs. So I feel like I do this all the time, every day. But I think it's good advice. I mean, it's, you know... I think music especially takes you back to, you know, you connect it with a particular memory.
Absolutely, yeah.
It sort of takes you back. So
yeah.
It's good advice.
Yeah, I think hearing, you know, when you hear something from a long time ago or when you, and smells are the other thing, like you can smell something and be like, oh my God, you know, it just brings you back to a certain place and a certain time. And you know what, that's awesome. I mean, that feels really good, especially, you know, thinking about being a teenager and the good parts about being a teenager when you had so much less to worry about and so much, you know, so much more to look forward to and all of that. So I see that once in a while, and I most of mine is through music as well. I'll hear something, or I'll hear an artist, and I'll, you know, like a certain artist, and I'll be like, oh my God, remember that song they did? And I'll go and I'll download it on iTunes or whatever, and then you just sit there, and it's like it just brings back so many memories. So yeah, that's a really good one. I really like that one.
Yeah, me too.
But I think it was just 10. Yeah, it was just 10. But everybody, if you want to check out this site that we used for so much of what we were talking about today, it's Gala, G-A-L-A, Darling, D-A-R-L-I-N-G.com. And the original article, this I went to the magical one, but the original article was called, let me look, How to Survive Mercury Retrograde. And it's really, it looks like a really interesting site. I've never seen it before until you sent it to me, Daria, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. So, you know, everybody, we're all going to try and just like hang in there and survive with wonderful articles like this and shows like what we're talking about, and we're going to make it now through July 2nd and not have to deal with it until October 4th again.
Exactly. And you know what I love about this site is she's funny too. I mean,
she is funny, yeah.
Great sense of humor. So yeah. I just happened to find it doing a Google search yesterday, and I sent it to Renee, my friend that I mentioned at the top of the show, because she was telling me, that the whole topic of Mercury retrograde came up, and she loved it too. So yeah, definitely check it out, and then we can all celebrate Independence Day fireworks when Mercury retrograde is over. It'll be like extra cause for celebration.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. We'll have some real celebrating going on. Yay! Yeah. It's over, and we're going to
Mercury out the bang. We'll send it out with fireworks.
Yes, and an actual bang. That's right. I like that. So what have you got going on? You have a show coming up Tuesday, I guess? You're still in your writing phase, aren't you?
Well, I have, John is filling in for me, John D. Gresham, our Military Monday host, but he's going to have a good show on Tuesday regarding promotion and marketing of independent books, and I know he's got two wonderful guests lined up for that, so that'll be Writestream Tuesday at the usual time of 1 p.m. Eastern. I know last week, my friend Jack July, who wrote the novel Amy Lynn, which is phenomenal, I highly recommend checking it out on Amazon. It's got a 5-star rating and 61 reviews. It's a phenomenal book. But anyway, he did an interesting little roundtable with his guests last week, where they actually built a spy novel. You know, it was cute the way he did it. Very clever, very creative. I've taken a little bit of a break just because things are a little bit crazy, and I will be back to hosting the end of next month. But it just kind of felt like taking a break from, at least you know how it is, the content,
book the guests,
you know, do the show, and obviously I'm still doing some right stream promotion, but just want to take a little break, and I want to let everybody know, too, that Shlomo Atiyah's book, Steps to Salvation, is now available as an ebook. I had to format that the other day because it needed special formatting to get it into that version, and so it's right now just available on lulu.com, and it's only going to be available on Lulu as an ebook. Eventually, it is going to be on Amazon as a paperback, probably within the next 2 weeks. But anybody can go to lulu.com and buy it as either a paperback or an ebook right now. And, Lisa, I didn't know until recently that I don't remember doing this for my book. I don't know if the rules have changed because I published mine as an ebook without having to get a separate ISBN number, I think.
Yeah, so, mine, I had to have two. I had to have two ISBN numbers for my book. So, yeah, they do require a different one for paperback versus electronic. So yeah, if you haven't published in a while, electronic books really weren't around that long ago. So, you know, or they haven't been around for that long. I mean, so yeah, it's learning, still learning.
Yeah.
Lots of changes.
If my client decides he wants to do that, then we will be able to make the ebook available on other platforms. But you know, it's on Lulu right now for $4.55, and anyway, so check it out. Please check him out at shlomoatiyah.wordpress.com. And Lisa, you've got another live psychic show coming up on Sunday.
I do. I took last week off. I had my husband and I went with some friends to Delaware actually for a wedding, and it was a really beautiful time. So I took Sunday off because we didn't come home till Monday late afternoon. And I played a rerun, which I don't do very often on Just Believe. We do it a lot on LLL, but we don't do it that much. I don't do it that much on Just Believe, but I did. And it was a really great show, Parallel Universes, with Trish Lesage, if nobody checked it out. If you haven't watched it, it's been on twice now. If you haven't listened to it, I definitely recommend you listen to it. You can find it at blogtalkradio.com/rightstream. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I was like, why am I second guessing myself? Anyway, So you can find it there. That was a really great show. This coming week on Sunday, I have psychic readings again. I have somebody new on who seems really, really good. It seems like she's going to be really, really on top of things. And she's got some really great ratings, which is important. I you know, really do try to get some of the people on that are more, you know, are well, if not well known, at least well respected, you know, in the field, because that's important. So we're going to be doing that on Sunday again. And we'll start the show at 7. Anybody who's listening tonight, who wants to get a free psychic reading, you can call in, and the reader is Aaliyah Curtis, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. I'm always bad with these, but Aaliyah Curtis is going to be the person doing our readings on Sunday. So, yeah, 7 o'clock, call in to the show and get a live free reading from her. And Daria, you'll be there to screen callers for me, I'm thinking, right?
Yes, I will.
Good, good, good.
I'm very friendly, so no reason to be afraid to call in.
No, everybody call in. The week before last, we had one of the slowest. You know, everybody thinks that they're not going to get on the air because we're usually so busy. But every once in a while, I mean, now it's summertime. People are on vacation and things like that and doing other things on, you know, later in the day and all of that. So definitely, you know, don't think you're not going to get on. There's a real good chance you could, so or that you will. So definitely call in and get a reading. You just want to go. Well, I'll be sending out all kinds of direct links. But like I said, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/writestream, WRITESTREAM, you will find all the upcoming shows for not just Believe, but all of the shows on the Write Stream Network, and all the upcoming. The ones that are scheduled, and then of course all the stuff in the archives, which are all the past shows, and are all available on demand to listen to. And and there's some really great shows out there by, I have to say, all of us, John and Billy and
Sheena,
and of course Daria, and well, and then there's me, you know, but. So, and you can catch also the Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, the back shows that we've done in the past that are also on there. There's a few that we didn't do that we didn't even play a rerun for, and that was my fault. But for the most part, we've got something on there every week. And we have some really great guests, and we have some really great ideas coming up for some future shows. So, we had to conquer Mercury in retrograde today and surviving it, because we're all suffering so much this time. I don't know why, but we are.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, well, I think, and it was bad in February. I don't know. Maybe that's just a theme for 2014 with Mercury retrograde. But we're going to get through it. And you know what? In 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, it'll be over. And we'll all move ahead. And this will be just a memory. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like the idea of it being a memory, quite honestly, because it's been a real pain in the butt as a present experience.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate everyone listening. If you want to find out more about me, you can visit my website at lisatarves.com. That's LISATARVES.com. And you can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter using that name. And Daria, you want to tell everybody how they can get in touch with you?
Yes, you can find me at my blog, dariadigiovanni.com. That's DARIADIGIOVANNI.com. I have a contact form there. Follow me on Twitter at Daria Ann. I am on Facebook, Daria Ann with an E, DiGiovanni author.
Excellent, excellent. So everyone, thank you so much for listening today, and enjoy the rest of the weekend, I guess the weekend. I don't know, does the weekend actually start on Friday morning or Friday at 5?
That's debatable, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, everybody enjoy your weekend, and make sure you tune in on Sunday at 7 o'clock to to listen to Just Believe and call in, check out the archives and for all the past shows, and also look us up on rightstreamradio.com, where you can find out about all of our shows on the Rightstream Network and about all our hosts. So that's rightstreamradio.com. And until next week, everyone, or Sunday, if you're listening to Just Believe, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.